You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So welcome to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer. We are praying. Amen. We are humbling ourselves and seeking the Lord God Almighty. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. And I'm excited to join my faith with yours. Amen. A faith that says all things are possible. Hallelujah. On this day, we're taking our faith to a new level. Amen. Somebody say, I'm taking my faith to a new level. So let us begin by worshiping the Lord God. Let us begin by orienting ourselves to Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time of prayer, oh God. We thank you for this time that you created, this space that you created, where we can get in your presence, where we can abide in you, where we can bask, hallelujah, Rebasaya, in your goodness, bask in your love, oh God, where we can come and say, Lord, we need you. Lord, we desire you. Lord, we are hungry for you. Lord, we are thirsty for you. Lord, we are directing our cries to you. Lord, hallelujah, in the midst of the affliction, in the midst of the tribulation, in the midst of the storm, hallelujah, we are looking to you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Father God, for being the only living God, for your faithfulness, for your long suffering. In this moment right now, what we do is we humble ourselves, we get low, and we repent. We repent of those things that we are doing that you find unpleasing, displeasing. We repent of our sins, Lord God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask that you will forgive us. And as we ask for forgiveness, oh God, let us forgive those who trespass against us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, God, right now, we just ask that you will first purify us, oh God. We desire your spirit, Heavenly Father. Oh, we desire your spirit. Purge us with hyssop. Hallelujah. Purify our hearts and our minds. Hallelujah. Restore our soul, oh God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, Lord Jesus. Breathe your breath of life on us, O God, to refresh us, O God, to re-energize us, O God, to encourage us, O God, to renew us, O God. Bathe us, O God. Hallelujah. Sprinkle us, O God, with your living water that we may be cleansed, O God. And thank you, Jesus, that we are guarding our ear gates and we're guarding our eye gates. Hallelujah. And right now we put on a helmet of salvation and we put on our breastplate of righteousness. We put on the armor of God that we may withstand the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. We gird our waist with the belt of truth and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take our shield of faith in one hand and the sword, which is the spirit, which is the word of God, in the other. Hallelujah. That as we have on our helmet of salvation, oh God, I thank you that we are one with your thoughts. We take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ. Lord God, I thank you that as we have on the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, the lies of the enemy cannot seep in, hallelujah. We block out, Lord God, the deceitful one, the deceiving one. As we have on the helmet of salvation, even any thoughts, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Any thoughts that were formed from a place of disappointment, that were formed from the place of hurt, that were formed from the place of wrongdoing, that was formed from a place of sin, that were formed from a place of our past, that were formed from a place of trauma, that was formed from a place of things that happened in our childhood, from things that that we seen, from things that we heard. Ah, hallelujah. And we held on to it, and it grew and took up root in our minds and took up space. God, we eradicate those thoughts. We take them captive and we bring it into the obedience of Christ. We pull down, hallelujah, pride. We pull down strongholds. Lord God, and we say thank you. We speak peace. I speak peace to your mind. Peace to your thoughts. Hallelujah. Well, I declare and decree that we have a sound mind. Oh, yes. Lord God, let us function with the mind of Christ as we submit ourselves to you, as we present ourselves to you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, oh God. Hallelujah, that we be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Somebody say, my mind is being renewed. Hallelujah. That we may know your good and your perfect and your acceptable will. Hallelujah. We call in thoughts of hope. We call in thoughts of peace. We call in thoughts of life and life more abundantly. We call in thoughts of faith. Hallelujah. Lord God, tend to the soil of our minds that is producing fruit of I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Of I am more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Of I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Thoughts of all things working together for my good. Thoughts of I am free. Thoughts of I am delivered. Thoughts, hallelujah, of prosperity. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. We invite you into our thought life. Ooh, Jesus, we invite you into our thought life. Ah, yes, Lord God. We invite you, oh God, into our thought life. Hallelujah. Be glorified in our thought life. Yes, we're setting our minds on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4. Yes, Andarabosia. Yes, Lord God. We're gonna read. I'm just waiting for the Holy Spirit. Let's start with verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Why did we pray that? Because we're in a, why did we read that? Because we're in a place of prayer. Yes, this is correct. So, amen. We're aligned with scripture. We're aligned with the word. And on this day, every thought of care, every thought of anxiety, every thought of depression, every thought of lack, of every thought of I'm not good, every thought of emptiness, every thought of anxiousness, of worry, of care, of concern, of hoarding, those thoughts that we're hoarding the situation and we're hoarding, amen, and replaying the things, hallelujah, we cast those down in the name of Jesus. We evict them from our minds in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And the peace of God, verse 7. I thank you, O God. The peace of God overtake our minds, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, somebody say it with me. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have on the helmet of salvation. Mm-hmm. The peace of God. Let the peace of God keep our minds. Let the peace of God keep our hearts. For the Bible says elsewhere that as a man thinketh, so is he. Uh-huh. Somebody say, I'm receiving blessing to my thought life. Yes, Lord. In verse 8, here we go. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Mm-hmm. How do we know that if it's true or if it's a lie? Because there's some things, hallelujah, that are disguised as truth, but it's a lie. Come on. And there's some things, mm-hmm, thank you, Jesus, that are disguised as a lie, but as a truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us not discern based off of if it feel good or not, but let us get in the scripture and let us get in the presence of God, because there's some things that are truth that initially don't feel good. Ashandaya. Somebody say, sometimes the truth may hurt. Sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. Amen. Thank you, oh God. See, the truth, which is God, which is Jesus, corrects us. Mm-hmm. Let us be a people that are ready to and willing to be corrected and not easily offended. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Yes, thank you, Jesus, that we're walking in honesty, speaking in honesty, functioning in honesty, thinking on those things that are honest. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. Who has a good report? Jesus. You've gotten a bad report? You've gotten an undesirable report? What are we going to do with that? We're going to check that into Jesus. We're going to check that into the Lord God and see, Lord, what do you say about this? And I'm going to believe your report when I don't see it. And I'm going to believe your good report when I don't feel it. And I'm going to believe your good report when I don't understand it. And I'm going to believe your good report when I don't know. When I'm going to believe your good report when it doesn't make sense. And I'm going to believe your good report when it looks like I'm going backwards. And I'm going to believe your good report. Ooh, is anybody there? Somebody say, and I'm going to believe your good report, Jesus. When it's, I hear you, Holy Spirit, and I'm going to believe your good report when it seems foolish. Yes. Woo! If there be any virtue, mm-hmm, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Whew. Let's read that again. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We get to choose what we get to choose which direction we steer our thought life. Lord God, you be the driver of our thought life. Influence our thought life. Hallelujah. make us aware of what's influencing and driving our thoughts. And if it's not you at the head, if it's not you in the driver's seat, oh God, then we cancel those influences. We shut them up. We mute them. Let us be influenced by you. Hallelujah. Let us be influenced by you, knowing that all things are working together for our good. All things are working together for the good. In Romans 8:28, it reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." And this is the hope that we have on this day. And this is the faith that we have on this day. And this is from the place of believing that we have on this day, that it doesn't matter what the individual situation looks like. Lord God, we declare and decree that all things are working together for our good, for we love you. Lord God, we're choosing to set our trust in you. We're choosing to believe you when it doesn't make sense, Lord God. We're choosing to know that you have a plan and your plan is at work, even if things look like they got darker, worser, colder, harder, lonelier. We're choosing to believe, oh God. We're choosing to believe. We're choosing to believe that all things are working together for our good. Even in the midst of things, the pain increasing, all things are working together for our good. For you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are a healer. You are Jehovah Mekadesh. You are the one that sanctifies and make holy. Hallelujah. Make the situation holy. Let our situations, our relationships, our interactions, encounters be that which is pleasing to you. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, our banner, our victory, that you being our victory in an isolated moment where it looks like defeat, feels like defeat, hallelujah, feels like overwhelmed, looks like overwhelmed, hallelujah, having a quote-unquote reality overwhelmed. We thank you, oh God, that all things, this thing is working together, hallelujah, for my good. And I'm going to work together in this, declaring hope. I'm going to work together in this, come on. I'm going to participate in this by speaking to those things that are not as though they are. I'm going to participate and work my faith. I'm going to participate and work, hallelujah, the power that is in my mouth, that I have the power to speak life to the dead things. Come on, hallelujah. In the Bible, in Ezekiel, God took the prophet Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. Do we have to read it? He took the prophet to a valley of dry bones and then told him to speak to the dry bones. And they weren't just dry bones. They were very dry bones. Somebody say, I'm prophesying. I'm speaking. Lord God, empower us. Enable us. Equip us. Encourage us. Give us your spirit. Yes, to speak to, hallelujah, the dead things, the dormant things. Hallelujah, the denying things. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We're speaking to and we're speaking life. I'm also reminded, make us like you, Lord God. Yes, Jesus. I'm reminded when Jesus in Mark chapter 11, he spoke to the fig tree and cursed the fig tree. And then the disciples were in amazement. Hallelujah. Not even a full 24 hours later, when they come and see that the fig tree was dried up as a result of Jesus' tongue. Whew. Lord Jesus, on this day, we're asking you to teach us. Teach us and remind us and get us into a practice, a daily practice of denying ourselves, hallelujah, and denying how we feel, because sometimes we may not feel like speaking life, hallelujah, but we're going to deny ourselves in that area to speak life, to speak blessing, to speak what thus saith the Lord, which means we must get into the secret place, dwell in the secret place, that I'm hearing what you say, hallelujah, and then I'm choosing to repeat what you say. I'm not repeating what I see. I'm not repeating what I hear. I'm not repeating what my five senses are registering. I'm not repeating what the old man, my old self, is registering. My doubting self is registering. The worrying self is registering. The fearful self is registering. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not repeating. Hallelujah. What the victim self is registering. Yes. Hallelujah. We're not repeating what the ailing self is registering. Yes, no, we're not. Hallelujah. We're not repeating what the beaten down, downtrodden man is registering and saying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We're not repeating, hallelujah, and speaking what the trauma is saying. I'm not speaking. Somebody said, I'm not speaking what disappointment is trying to dictate to me to speak. I'm not repeating. Even when it could be oh so easy to repeat. Lord God, let us repeat what heaven is saying. Let us speak promise. In this moment, I'm being reminded of the woman. There was a woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. Not 1 year, not 1 day, not 1 month, not 2 months, not 8 months, not 10 months, not 12 months. Come on. Even in that, that's a long time. 12 months is a long time. But 12 years, 1 year, 2 year with the issue of blood. Bleeding profusely. 3 years going to doctors, no help. 4 years spending all her funds still to no avail. 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years being weakened in her body, being weakened mentally, being weakened emotionally. 9 years, 10 years, 11 years, 12 years. She's starting to hear about Jesus. She's hearing about Jesus. She's hearing about his ability to heal, to bless, to deliver miraculously. And she starts speaking to herself. She starts saying to herself, not what the 12 years of bleeding is saying in the face of no doctor, no one, holistic doctor, no one, no natural remedies. Come on, nothing. Nothing. She exhausted everything. She's exhausted financially. She's exhausted mentally. She's exhausted physically. She's exhausted spiritually, maybe, until she hears about Jesus. And then she starts saying, not what her condition is saying, but what faith is saying. Because faith cometh by hearing. And she was hearing about the word. She was hearing about Jesus. And she started saying, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Because people was just touching the hem in faith, touching the hem of his garment. People were getting whole, connecting themselves to him, getting touched by him, being spoken a word from him to them.
And she's like, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If we can just touch the hem of his garment, we shall be made whole. If we can just touch the hem of his garment, we shall be made whole. If we can just touch the hem of his garment, we shall be made whole. Spiritually, we shall be made whole. Physically, we shall be made whole. Mentally, we shall be made whole. Emotionally, we shall be made whole. Relationally, we shall be made whole. Financially, we shall be made whole. Occupationally, we shall be made whole. If we can just touch the hem of his garment, you know how we do that in this time? By seeking him. By seeking him. By continually getting into his presence, by continually getting into the prayer place. Listen, she was tired. Mm-hmm. But she was more desperate. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. She was more desperate. My condition is not, I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm not worrying about if I miss some sleep. I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm not worried about being inconvenienced. I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm not worried about being made uncomfortable. I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm going to have a step aside from all of these conversations for a moment because I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm going to have to call you back because I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm going to have to take a little 10-minute. I'm going to have to take a little 15 minutes for my quality time because I'm focused on getting some quality time with Jesus. Ah! I'm focused. Somebody say, I'm focused on getting Jesus. I'm going to have to take these breaks and go seek Jesus. Ah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. So we see instances, Jesus speaking, Jesus even resurrecting the dead. He resurrected Lazarus by saying, Lazarus, come forth. And then commanding the grave clothes to loose him. That resurrection, that deliverance from death, from the grave place, came through a speaking. The woman with the issue of blood, her healing, and as you read in scripture, that encounter is in the Gospels. Amen. As you read in that encounter, Jesus says, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. Our faith is making us whole. Amen. Your faith is making you whole. How you gonna see it come to pass? How I'm gonna see it come to pass? How we gonna see it come to pass? By faith. Yes, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, reminder, we're going back to Jesus. Yes, we're going back to Jesus because Jesus tells us in Mark 11, hallelujah, how it's going to come to pass? Faith. The hard thing, the impossible thing. Mm-hmm. Mark 11, starting at verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, he's speaking to the disciples. Somebody said, he's speaking to me. Have faith in God. How are we going to see it? Faith. And faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it makes sense that I don't see it. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. There's a time in that I'm seeing in the spirit. I'm seeing by what I'm speaking, not seeing in the natural. She, the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, she saw in the natural. She felt in the natural.
she even may have heard in the natural from other people. She's unclean. Come on, somebody. Other people calling her unclean. Other people calling her by her condition, by her ailment, by her affliction. Come on, somebody. By her disease. She could easily call herself by that. Doctors call herself by that. Whose report are we going to believe? She got a whiff of Jesus. And she spoke faith. And it's her faith that made her whole. It's her faith that healed her. Mark 11, verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Hallelujah. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. I hear you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said that we have to rehearse the faith statements, not just one time and that didn't work. Because you're rehearsing something, you're rehearsing the negative. You're negating the faith, and then you're wondering why you see the negation in your life. We have to. The woman with the issue of blood, she repeated it over and 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 over until she was whole. Until Jesus responded. Oh my God. She spoke it over and over and over, pressing through the crowd, over and over and over, feeling weak, over and over and over, feeling exhausted, over and over and over, I'm having pains, having cramps. Over and over and over and over, when in the midst of people looking at her, maybe saying stuff, because she wasn't even supposed to be in the midst of the crowd. Did they know or did they not know? She repeated over and over and over and over, if I shall just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She repeated it over and over and over, pressing through the crowd. Pressing through the multitude. Pressing through. When it were probably easier for her to give up than to keep pressing. She's repeated it over and over and over and over, and that drove her. That was her focus. That was her fuel. That was her strength. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. That was her strength. Come on, somebody. That was her strength. Ooh, Lord Jesus. That was her strength. That was her joy. That was her peace in the midst of the storm. Ah, her peace in the midst of the storm of her body. Her peace in the midst of the storm of the pressing. All them conditions were right for her to stop, right for her to give up, right for her to lose hope, right for her to quit. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. We give up too easy, I hear the Holy Spirit saying. We give up too easy. Not giving up. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Her faith is being renewed. Thank you, Lord. Life is coming to her as every time she's saying, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Lord, give us a faith narrative.
Give us the faith narratives, oh God. Give us what to speak. Let us not rely on our own intelligence, our own thinking that we know. Give us the statements to speak. Give us the thoughts to think. Give us the ways to conduct ourselves. Give us the habits to engage in. Lord, give us your spirit. Make us sensitive to your spirit. Let us be in agreement with your spirit, no matter how much it defies logic, no matter how much this thing is impossible, no matter how much it makes no sense, no matter how much it's like, how is that going to happen? Oh, Lord, thank you. We believe, oh, God. We are resetting ourselves to believing, oh God, that all things are working together for our good, for we love you. We love you, oh God. And as we love you, you love us immeasurably more than we can even imagine, than we can even understand, than we can even fathom. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Thank you for building us up in you, oh God. Thank you for making us wait, because in the waiting place there's blessing. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So while I'm waiting and it seems like nothing is happening, oh no, my strength is being renewed. I'm being refueled. It's the same way when you bring a car into the gas station and you fill it up. Do you feel anything happening? No, but you just have to look to know, oh yeah, okay, it's fueling up. Give us, Lord God, some type of whisper, some type of thought, some type of some type of brushing up against us in our life to know, oh yeah, I'm being renewed. My strength is being renewed. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles. Come on. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Yes, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's a blessing in the waiting place. There's a supernatural in the waiting place. And we despise the waiting place when we realize the waiting place is for our benefit. The waiting place is for our advantage. The waiting place happens with the blessing of the Lord in mind for our life. So God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing in the waiting place. We thank you for what you're doing in the active place. We thank you for what you're doing in the workplace. We thank you for what you're doing in the relationship place. We thank you for what you're doing in the dry place. Mm-hmm. We thank you for what you're doing in the nowhere place. You make a way out of no way. We thank you for what you're doing in the dark place. We thank you for what you're doing in the stagnant place. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in the little place. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Even in the doubting place, disrupt it, oh God. Meet us the way you met Thomas in that doubting place. You met him there to bring him into a faith. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for meeting us in this time of prayer, oh God. Thank you that every need that is represented here, We thank you that you are supplying according to your riches and glory, according to your miracles, your signs and your wonders, according to your supernatural ability. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, all things are being added unto us, O God. All things physically, all things mentally, all things emotionally, all things relationally, all things in ministry, all things in business, all things in purpose. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for interceding, for we know not how we ought to pray. Let us be of the things of God, not the things of man. Let us set our affections on the things of God and not the things of man. Let us be spiritually minded, for that is life, and not carnally minded, for that is death. To be carnally minded, it says in Romans 8, is enmity with God. God, we want to be pleasing unto you. Hallelujah. Which means, how do we please God? The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Thank you, Lord. The Bible also says in Romans 8, hold on, let me see if I can find it really fast. Thank you, Lord. In Romans 8 and Romans 8:8, it says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we see in two areas, we're either in faith or we're in flesh. Let us be a people, Lord, that desire to please you and not ourselves. Let us be a people that desire to please you and not other people, O God. Let us be a people that is walking spiritually minded and not carnally minded. Let's be a people that's walking by faith and not by flesh. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, O God. Increase our hunger and our thirst for you, O God. Increase our desire for you, O God. Increase our yearning for you, O God, that it changes our life. It changes the way we conduct ourselves. It changes the way we think. It changes the way we behave. It changes the way we move. In you, hallelujah, we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We're choosing to believe. We're choosing to trust. We're choosing to cleave to you. We're choosing to hold on. We're choosing to remain steadfast. We're choosing to walk and believe by faith and speak by faith and think by faith and move by faith and say yes by faith. That you are pleased and that you are glorified. So, Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this time of transformation. We thank you for this time of blessing. We thank you, oh God. I thank you for blessing everyone under the sound of my voice. I thank you for healing, Lord God, under those under the sound of my voice. I thank you, oh God, for your healing grace. Thank you for moving on their behalf. Thank you, O God, for opening doors. Thank you for divine favor and positioning. Thank you, O God, for the opportunities. Thank you, O God, for the answered prayers. Thank you, O God, for giving us the desires of our hearts as they align with you, as they are your desires. Lord God, we just choose to say yes. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace in the Hebrew tongue. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vigoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you, and remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.